Hey, this is Jules Streeter, and you're listening to Scott on Insomnia Radio San Francisco.
From the noise pop capital of the world, welcome to Insomnia Radio San Francisco. And now here is your host, Scott Tinetti.
Hey gang, thanks for tuning in to this latest special edition of Insomnia Radio San Francisco, and it's special for a couple of reasons. Number one, this is the first time in the brief history of the show where I'm going to be featuring a single artist, and his name is San Francisco-based singer-songwriter Joel Streeter, and it's special number two because I believe, at least according to Joel, as far as he knows, this is the very first time that he's been featured on a podcast at all, let alone being given his own episode. So I'm really excited about this guy. I've got five tracks for you guys today, and I really hope you enjoy this this collection of music from his brand new album, Hear Me Out. This is Stay Living. I'll be back with you in a few.
And this might be the last thing you ever gonna hear. Oh, now I doubt it. And if it is, well, I'm sorry, I nothing better to say. Oh, yeah, I'm a fake. I try to find
blending elements of alt-country, Britpop, and the very best of indie pop. That was Joel Streeter, today's featured artist, with his track Stay Living off his excellent album called Hear Me Out. And now Joel originally is from the East Coast. He grew up in Pennsylvania and spent many years in the Washington, D.C. area fronting the popular band called Spy Cellar. And then at some point he decided that he wanted to continue his career as a solo artist, and decided that the best place to do that would be to move out to San Francisco. So thanks for jumping coasts there, Joel, and we're really excited to have you out here. Now, his album, Hear Me Out, there's a brief description and biography on his excellent website, joelstreeter.com. Of course, I'll provide links in the show notes to his MySpace, his website, and the various places where you can purchase this album. Let's see. He says on the website, I walked into the studio with a basic idea of the sound we were going for, but the feel of the album is probably due more to not having a plan. We recorded the entire album in a week and basically captured our first instinct for each song. Those first instincts turn out to be the best, I think, and I couldn't agree more, because this album is 11 songs full of just blissful indie pop. I can't describe it any other way. So I'm going to keep the music going for you. This is another track off the album. It's called All That You Wanted.
There's another time, and it's time we go through the walls between us. There's no need to ever draw a line. And would you be so lost if all you had was everything in me?
that good or what? Featuring lush instrumentation, wonderful arrangements, vocal harmonies, and the melody to die for. That was all that you wanted from Joel Streeter's latest album, Hear Me Out. Oh, if you're not convinced by now that this guy's got it going on, well, I don't know what to say to you. more from his website and in the making of the album. He recorded it at OTR Studios in Belmont, California, and it was produced by Jerry Becker, who also plays a number of instruments on the album, such as guitar and bass and keyboards and piano and so forth. But speaking of recording, he says, "Yeah, it was great working in a studio with so much at your disposal. It was a lot of fun playing things like glockenspiel and accordion, along with having an amazing 19th century Steinway in front of you every day. I think we took advantage of our resources without making things too cluttered." And I think that that is, in a nutshell, I think that's one way that you can summarize his music. And also his website and basically everything he does, there's not a lot of clutter. His website is really great. It provides wonderful information along with the requisite photos and links. And he's got a blog that where he talks about upcoming shows. And you can hear some samples of music. But just not a lot of artists try to do too much with their websites. A lot of flashy stuff going on and auto-playing of the tunes. And Joel's got none of that. He lets you come in and search for the information that you want. And I think a lot can be said similarly about his music. He invites you into it without wanting to sound too music critic-y here. I think he invites you in to listen and take what you will from it. And just cannot say enough about this stuff. But I'm going to have to stop because I need to continue on and playing some songs. And, you know, I've been kind of debating about which of these two songs I'd like to play on the episode. I think I'm going to go, I'm going to go with both of them. Screw it. I'm playing six songs in this episode. Coming up next is a track called Always So. And I'm going to follow that right away by the song that that comes after it on the album. It's called Pavement, subtitled Everything Is All Right. was Pavement, subtitled Everything Is All Right. And before that, you heard Always So, again, from Joel Streeter. Accompanying Joel throughout the album on drums is Eric Kurzrock. And he has also played for David Byrne. So pretty good stuff there. What else can I tell you about Joel? He contacted me, actually, via MySpace. I talked with him on the phone last week just to get a little bit more information from him and to square away the episode. And he said I asked him how he found me, and he said he couldn't remember exactly how. He was on MySpace, and he was on some band site, and he couldn't remember who the band was. But he did notice that I, or Insomnia Radio San Francisco, at least, was in this band's top 8 friends. And so he just kind of, you know, requested to add me as a friend. And as I do when I get these friend requests, I will quickly listen to, you know, a few, I don't know, 20, 30 seconds of a couple of songs and immediately decide whether or not I like them. And 5 seconds into the first track I heard, I don't remember which one played first on his site, but I remember I just clicked on it real quickly, and then I went to help my son, you know, build a train, and I turned around and just went, whoa, was blown away. I mean, instantly catching, as you've heard for yourself, a lot of these songs are, you know, I got the CD, and it's been on constant play on my iPod, and the songs just keep going through my head, and that's the kind of magic that music can provide you sometimes. Oh boy, I'm waxing too much philosophical here. It's just good shit, okay? that's what I can say about it. So I'm really hoping that by listening to this episode, you enjoy the music as much as I do, and that you will pick up a copy. It's available at Amazon.com. It's available at CD Baby. It's also available on iTunes. And again, I'm going to provide links to all of these on the show notes. And, you know, even if you're kind of strapped for cash at the moment, it is the end of the month, and we all get that way. Even if you choose not to purchase a CD now, send Joel a little love. You know, contact him via MySpace at myspace.com/Joel Streeter. That's JoelStreeter. Or go to joelstreeter.com and contact him there. Sign up for his mailing list. Just say, hey, heard your stuff on Insomnia Radio San Francisco. Really dug it. Keep up the good work. Whatever. But just, you know, tell him you heard him here, and send him lots and lots of love. All right, I've got two more songs for you guys. And first off is going to be the title track for his album, Hear Me Out. And I'll come back real quickly to close it up and to play one final track for you.
Hear me out, please, don't you turn on me, 'cause you know I'm no good. But help me out, please, there was a time you said you would. Well, life flows on as we're taking this stroll. Take it day to day, yeah.
you enjoy the five-part vocal harmonies as much as I did? I hope so. just three people on that song. Joel Streeter with all vocals and all guitars, electric and acoustic. Again, as I mentioned, producer Jerry Becker, who on this track played bass, Hammond B3 organ, Fender Rhodes, and a Moog, and Eric Kurtzrock on drums. That was the title track, Hear Me Out. And I really, really hope that, you know, again, if you can't purchase the album, that at least that you send some love Joel's way. And before I close out the show, I'd really like to thank Joel for letting me feature him on an entire album. He's a super down-to-earth guy and seemed genuinely surprised at my enthusiasm for his music. But I don't know why this guy should have an ego as big as the city of San Francisco, but he doesn't. And I hope that, you know, that I am able to influence some people's buying decisions. Hope that you will be able to, you know, maybe even if you can't buy the album, listen to this episode again. All right, I'm babbling. So again, thanks, Joel. Thank you all for listening. Thank you for subscribing. Check me out. Check out my site at sf.insomniaradio.net. I will have complete and full show notes for this show, as well as links to where you can purchase Joel's album and links where you can contact him out there on the internet. So to close it all out, I'm lost where it was. Where's that song? Ah! Oh, Permanent Release. Sorry about that. Sorry, Joel. Hope this doesn't detract from the episode. Anyways, take care, guys. Here is Permanent Release from Joel Streeter's excellent album, Hear Me Out. I hope you check it out, and I will be back with you next week. Have a good one.
Hits you in a moment, staring out in a solitary gaze. Gets you down and loses the amusement when you find there's no purple in your haze. That's just a story of a glamorous confusion. Falls on you like rain, a lucky curse in the situations playing out in circles in your brain. That's just a story. So pull me up and I will tell you now. There's a feeling we can't end. It comes and goes.
forget, you can check out our show notes, grab mixtapes, and more by visiting our site, sf.insomniaradio.com.